Thank you for tuning in to the Courageous Woman podcast, where we aim to uplift, encourage, and empower women to go and live their dreams. Today, our guest is Miss Joy Lynn Ross.
Hey!
She is a best-selling author. Let me say that again, a blessed-selling author known as Miss N. E.N. Joy is the author behind the New Day Divas series, which is coined soap operas in print. She is an Essence magazine and national best-selling author who wrote secular books under the name Joy Lynn M. And Jocelyn and Joy, her title, If I Ruled the World, earned a book blurb from Grammy Award-winning artist Erica Badu. This woman is on fire. She is doing amazing things, and we are so honored and so happy to have her as our guest today. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Joy Lynn Ross.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on Courageous Women Podcast, Courageous Woman Podcast. I am just, woo, beside myself. You see, I wanted to jump in the introduction. I'm like, I'm ready to go.
That's awesome. That's courageous. That's how courageous women are. We're always ready to jump in and do what we got to do and help others. And that's what you're doing. You're helping authors live their dreams. So tell us about what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me start with the short list. What ain't I doing? Okay? No, but really, I am just living the life, okay? I'm a Midwest girl, Buckeye girl, go Bucks. But just this week, it will be 1 year since I have moved to the West Coast. I'm out here with you. I'm on the West Coast.
Hey!
I'm over here in Vegas, so what I'm doing is feeling like my life is a vacation, okay? I feel like at one point, I used to live a life that I needed to take a vacation from, but now my life is a vacation, so I am here in the still fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. I am helping my new community to have a voice, to own their voice, to share their voice, and I am doing so through helping them publish their voice in publications, in print, in ebook, and audio. So we're building books out here, okay? Well, we're building books all over the map, but we're building books. We're publishing those books like pros. We are building book businesses, and we are creating multiple streams of income to sustain our book businesses. So that's what I've been up to. I've been living up to my name, the literary know-it-all, because I want authors to know it all when it comes to their literary career. So in saying all that, yes, I put my pen down for a minute as best-selling author Ian Joy, but I put my pen down so that other authors could pick theirs up. And so my vet authors, my fellow authors, my fellow literary artists and literary entertainers, my colleagues in this industry would not be discouraged and put theirs down. So I'm giving them the resources, the tools, the strategies to not just put books out there, but to keep books out there into the hands of the consumer and to build an empire around that book, to build legitimate businesses around that book that's bringing in residual income, passive income, supplemental income, leading to generational wealth. Okay?
All right now. I am so impressed. I am so enthused. I'm ready to write now. Okay? I'm ready to just get off the phone and get started right now with my next book today. I am so inspired by what you just said. That's so awesome what you're doing and what you're doing to help other people. Because some people don't know what to do. They have an idea. They have a desire. They have a dream to be an author. And I know that because we have published books and we have people that I promote that have books, and then I have people that call. They say they want to do their book. So I'm so glad and so honored to have you to be a part of our podcast today to share with women and men. Because we have men that call in too, so we want to help everybody. So if you are here and you're listening, make sure that you listen all the way to the end. So you're going to get all the jewels that she is going to share with you today. So we're talking about authors and some authors who have struggled or are struggling, but you're telling me in all that you do, you're going to show authors how you are not going to, you don't have to struggle to be an author. So let's talk about that.
Don't. Yeah, I mean, you don't. You know, and I always ask authors, you know, why are you choosing to be a struggling author? Because it is a choice. You made a choice to become an author, so you have to make a choice to decide, you know, what kind of author you want to be. What do you want to claim? Are you going to claim a struggling artist? And I tell authors all the time, you are a literary artist, not a struggling artist. If you are a struggling artist, that's because, again, you are choosing to be such. You do not have to struggle trying to figure out all the steps in the publishing process. Like you said, so many people have a book inside of them, okay? Everybody has a story, a message, a thought, a concept, and an idea, but they don't know where to start. And that's what these resources are out here for. Resources like myself. I'm a literary consultant. I'm a publishing coach. I'm a self-publishing companion. And I have colleagues who do exactly what I do, and they are phenomenal. So there are people out here to help. There are resources out here to help. How do you get started? You just start, okay? You just start, even if you don't know what you're doing. Sometimes we get in our car and have no clue where we're going. And we even got the GPS, and we don't want to plug in the GPS. We just want to try to figure out how to get there, okay? So we can do that with a 3-ton automobile. We can do it with a 10. We can do it with a 5-ounce can, okay? We can press some keys. Just start. Just start getting it out of your head. But if that's even too much, again, there's resources. There's book coaches. And most literary consultants like myself, we have programs, we have online courses, we have webinars, we have free newsletters, we have YouTube channels, and I'm speaking for myself. I have all this going on because my mission is to put whatever I need to put out there so that people who say, where do I start, what do, how do I start, that answer, that information is out there. So you don't have to struggle to figure out the steps of the publishing process. You don't have to struggle in your mind trying to figure out why your book isn't moving if you already have the book out there. Because some people have, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 books out there. I work with aspiring authors. I work with new authors. I work with vet authors. I work with New York Times bestselling authors. I work with entertainers. So we are all in this together. We are all in this together. And, again, those vet authors, you know, sometimes they reach a plateau. Sometimes their literary career is stagnant, and they just wonder why isn't their book moving, and they're struggling trying to figure out all these ways and, you know, all the different algorithms. You know, do the Facebook algorithm change got anything to do with my change being short? You know, so it's like struggling to figure this out and wrecking your brain trying to figure out what did you miss? Did you miss some stuff? What's missing from your strategy? You know, what didn't you do that's keeping you from making money, or what are you doing that's causing you to lose money? Because sometimes it's not always what we're not doing, but it's what we are doing. We're doing the wrong things, or we're doing too much of something that's just not working for us. And, you don't have to struggle to figure out how to position your book, how to position yourself, position your business. I'm on social media, and I'm not on social media really long. And in the short time I am on social media, I see the resources. I see the help. I see the information out there. And I think what happens is because a lot of this information has a price tag on it, we tend to shy away a little bit. You know, we tend to shy away like, okay, well, it costs to get that information, or it costs to get this piece. Let me figure it out on my own. Well, while you're trying to figure it out on your own, just imagine somebody's already been to the finish line. Somebody's already been where you're trying to get. Why not have them show for you there? You know, why not have them show for you there? Why, you know, head on your literary journey solo, hitting potholes, running out of gas, getting stranded on the side of the road, fork in the road, all of that going on. And I'm speaking from experience. I've been in the literary industry almost 20 years. Any mistake and all
I have made it. So I'm speaking from my own personal experience, okay? You have to position yourself. You have to position your book. You have to position your business. And sometimes it means you have to get a business coach, okay? You have to get someone in that industry that you're in, because you don't want no coach who ain't played the game. Okay, you don't want a coach who hasn't played the game. So you don't just want a business coach. And I'm sure you've heard of your riches are in your niches. So, you know, your niche, some people say niche or whatever, but I'm rhyming right now. I'm getting my rhyme on. So your riches are in your niches.
Get your rhyme on.
Get my rhyme on. I'm flowing. So you want to make sure you find not just a business coach or a business consultant or a business development mental coach, but a literary coach. Okay, someone who can help you with your literary business and help you, again, with that positioning. I mean, as a matter of fact, if you're an author, or if you're not an author, if you're just thinking about it, do you have a positioning statement in place? Because these are things you need to do, you know, before you even write the book. And I know, you know, you would just write, just do it, and I say it, just write and just do it. But if nothing else, if you know you have this message, this thought, this idea, this concept you want to get out, plan it. Plan it just like you would a business plan it, and create your positioning statement. You know, do you have a business plan, okay, a book marketing plan designed strictly for your book and book business? These are all things. So if you're stumped and claim a writer's block and all of that stuff, work on another piece. Work on another piece of the business. Work on another piece of the puzzle. If the creative channel isn't flowing, you know, if the creative juices isn't flowing, then work on the business piece. Work on the business structure. Again, a book marketing plan, a budget, the B word. I hate the B word. That's a cuss word to me, budget. But you have to have one. You have to have money to build a business. If you were going to buy a McDonald's franchise, you would need money. You would need to make an investment. Your book is your business, your intellectual property. It is your business. Every book starts with a thought, an idea, and a concept. Every business starts with a thought, an idea, and a concept. Do you see the correlation here? Business, thought, idea, concept. Book, thought, idea, concept. It's more than about what's between those pages, but it's about your full job description as an author and what you can be doing with that platform after having published that book. And you have to ask yourself, okay, nothing's free. Everything has a price. I want to publish this book, and I want this to be a business. Some people want it to be a hobby. I'm not talking to those people who are writing just simply for the love of writing, or for a hobby, or because they want to create a family heirloom. I'm talking to the people who want to reap the benefits of their labor, who want an ROI, a return on that investment. Make sure you are saving your business receipts, and make sure you are writing off everything Uncle Sam will allow you to on your taxes. It takes that to build a business, or else you will find yourself struggling. If you do not plan this thing out, you will find yourself struggling. So you want to make sure you are treating this just like a business. I'm an editor by trade, and I can tell you, I can count on one hand how many of my clients 1099 me at the end of the year. The editing is one of the largest ticketed price items when you're publishing in that process, besides the printing of the book, depending on how many books you're going to be printing. That's the largest item, price item, in the publishing process. And to not ask your editor for a 1099, to not 1099 your editor and write that huge expense off on your taxes, even when you sell books, the fees, say you sell through PayPal or say you sell through Square, you know they charge you that little fee. They take that little fee. You know, if you sell a book for $10, you may get $9 and, you know, 20 cents or 80 cents, whatever that fee is they take. That fee is a tax write-off. And almost every last one of my clients, when we talk about the business part, they are not writing those fees off. they are not writing those off. So that these are ways you keep from struggling. Get your money from Uncle Sam. Get what you got coming to you from Uncle Sam, because Uncle Sam surely wants his. So be on top of these things. Be on top of, you know, dry cleaning. Be on top of all of those people who want to, you know, I call them the pick your brain meetings. Everybody always want to have coffee with you and pick your brain. Okay, those free sessions that I don't do anymore, but when I did do it, I wrote the coffee off, okay? Write that cup of coffee off. If you have to go downtown and park, write all of these things off. Get the return on your investment. Get these write-offs so that you don't find yourself struggling, always giving out, always putting the money out, but never calculating and paying attention to what you should be bringing in. And outside of book sales and royalties, you have to ask yourself, are you making money at least six other ways outside of book sales and royalties? And again, I'm guilty. I am guilty of for the first decade of my career. Now, mind you, I've been in the literary industry over 20 years, but for the first decade, I strictly focused on book sales and royalties. That's it. That was it. That's what I based my measure of success on. How many books I could sell, you know, and I was both traditionally published and self-published. So when you're looking at the traditionally published book deal, I'm making a dollar per book, you know, maybe a dollar and a quarter for a trade, maybe a little bit more for the hardback, but the little mass market book, maybe 50 cents, if that. So I'm not making as much as I make on my self-published books. Unless I'm buying my discounted books from my publisher and I'm reselling them direct consumer sales. That's pretty much the only way you can profit off the traditionally published books when you get them in bulk from your publisher is when you have that direct consumer sales. But to turn around and sell them off your website and have to pay shipping and handling, that pretty much leaves you in a hole or with, you know, maybe a dime profit. So you have to make sure you are making money at least six other ways outside of book sales and royalties. And I just want to take a pause here because a lot of people are probably thinking, it's just a book. You know, you're just an author. You know, you can't make a living as a writer. And I always tell authors who come to me with that mindset and that attitude, stop allowing people to tell you that you can't make a living as a writer just because they couldn't figure out how to do it. Stop letting people tell you what you can't do because they couldn't figure out how to do it. I got laid off from my job in corporate America over 15 years ago, and I have been making a living as a writer ever since, and I have been teaching other writers and authors how to do it as well. So I know it can be done. I'm doing it. My clients are doing it. And with almost 20 years of experience in the literary industry, I put together, again, like I said, tons of resources to help authors to not have to struggle, to not have to struggle, to not have to be that hashtag, you know, struggling artist and, you know, hashtag the struggle is real. I'm not claiming that. I'm not claiming that. If you want to claim hashtag the struggle is real, go ahead. You know, hashtag the journey is real because it's a journey. Writing a book, publishing a book, selling a book, it ain't no joyride. It is a journey, and the journey is real. But there is no struggle, not with today's society, not with today's technology, rather, not any society. We have a teaching society. Everybody's a teacher. Everybody's an expert. Everybody's got a YouTube channel. Everybody's giving away information. Everybody's doing inbound marketing. Everybody has opt-ins. Everybody has lead markets. Lead magnets, rather. So the information is out there, and you want to educate yourself. I always say that, you know, if you couldn't swim, you wouldn't get on the diving board and jump into 9 feet of water unless, one, you know, you learned how to swim on your own with your cousins and them when you was little. You know how it is. We didn't have all the swim lessons. We got in the water with the cousins. We learned the dog paddle. We learned how to swim. So you either going to be self-taught. You're going to do your due diligence and learn the industry, learn the business side, not just the basics of self-publishing.
not how to self-publish easy, not how to self-publish quickly, none of that stuff, but how to publish like a pro. All the steps you need to take beyond the basics, because nobody wants to be basic. I don't do basic. I don't want to be a basic author. I don't want anyone under my watch being a basic author. So learn beyond the basics. And the basics is, you know, getting an ISBN, getting typesetting, getting a cover design, getting your Library of Congress number, getting your barcode. All of that is basic. You have to go beyond the basics if you are really going to invest and turn this into a business. Now, if it's your side hustle, if it's your book hustle, that's fine. That's fine. Hustle hard, hustle all day long. But what you want to make sure is that your book hustle is also your book business, and that you are not just hustling books. So you have to decide what you want this to be. And knowing your why, it prevents the struggle as well. That's one way that you can best believe you're going to end up struggling if you don't know your why, if you don't have a plan. You're going to hustle, hustle a plan. If you're going to hustle, hustle a plan. Don't just hustle guerrilla style with no rhyme and reason, throwing all kinds of lines in the water hoping to get a bite. Because if you are hustling, and let's just go, you know, let's just talk about social media hustling, where you on LinkedIn, you on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're buying an ad, you're just doing it all, but there's no plan, there's no rhyme, there's no reason. So how do you know what's working? If you are hustling guerrilla style constantly, how do you know what's effective? How could you possibly know what's effective? You're just doing a little bit of everything. No plan, not planning it out, not saying, you know, well, my audience is on social media at this time of day and this day of week, and it's better for me to post at this time and that time. And how do you know if you're not studying that and documenting that? So I say hustle. Stay hungry, hustle, but hustle a plan. Always make sure you are hustling a plan. And again, you know, don't dive into the water without learning how to swim first, or without having a coach teach you how to swim, okay? A coach teach you how to swim. It's the same with the literary industry. Don't just dive in and not know how to navigate these waters. You dive in, be dog paddling. Now, you're talking about a real struggle. Dog paddling, trying to keep your head above the water, trying to dive the literary shark.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say literary sharks, I know you on social media, I know you see some stories about some of these publishers, some of these promoters. I know mm-hmm. you see it out there. That's what I mean by shark. Even consultants, even literary mm-hmm. consultants. I've seen some disheartening posts about my colleagues where, you know, this person just took my money. I signed a 3-month contract, and then, I, you know, they was calling me and had all these initial consulting calls. Now that they got my money, I'm not even getting a call from them. They're not even taking my calls. And now that the contract is over, they're ghosts. They're crickets. And that's not good either. With me as a literary consultant, the first thing I do once you sign on with me, or even if you just do a consulting call with me or buy one of the courses, I have a private group that I put everyone in. Because what I have learned is while you're learning, while I'm teaching and they're taking it all in, I'm so detailed. I am one of those teachers where it's not like I'm going to teach you everything you need to know. No, I teach people everything I know. I'm going to teach you everything I know, of course, depending on how long, you know, you work with me. But I'm giving it all. I'm giving you all the information because I need you to win. If I'm a coach, I need you to win. You know, I need the entire team to win, everybody on my team, every player to win. So I'm going to give you all the information that I can so that you can win, so you can get that championship brain. And so you want to make sure that, you know, you are taking all of that information and implementing and executing it. And that's typically when the questions come. Again, during the learning phase, I leave no room for questions. I don't need you going to Google anything. If I tell you you need to do X, Y, Z, I'm giving you a resource. I'm giving you the link. If you need a service, Path to Publishing, my company, we are a one-stop literary service shop. I've partnered with some amazing industry professionals, graphic designers, social media strategists, media outreach. I have that offer. So in the teaching, they're getting everything. But when it's time to implement and execute, that's when people tend to have questions. So if I go, if I'm nowhere to be found, and I've given them this information, they don't know what to do with it, I can brag about my curriculum all day long. I can brag about my resources, my strategies, and techniques all day long. But if I'm not there to guide and assist during the implementation and the execution of it, then it's useless. It's useless. Mm-hmm. And I call my information the literary blueprint. And I say it confidently because I've been in this industry over 20 years. I've been on every corner of the literary industry, not almost every corner, traditionally published, self-published, POD, hybrid author, because I've chosen so many different paths to publishing, a literary agent. I have clients with book deals with Simon & Schuster, with Kensington, with Urban Books, an editor, both freelance and with publishing houses, literary consultant, all of that. So I've been on almost every corner of the literary map. I've worked for major publishing houses. I know every single step they take for the success of their author's book. I know every single task that they take months before the book is even finished with the editing process, the pre-publication campaign, the galley campaigns, the trade review campaigns, the beta reader campaigns, the post-publication campaigns, all of these things that every author, regardless of whether they're traditionally published or self-published, should be doing. These are all the things they should be doing. Whether you're traditionally published, self-published, have a literary agent, your book is your business. So you have to mind your business, like I tell authors. You have to mind your business. And you have to get this information. And, again, you have to implement it. You have to execute it, or it's not going to work. I can answer the blueprint, but if you don't work it, it's not going to work. And I know my stuff works. Like I said, over 20 years in the industry, I am one of those people who I can go to my garage and I can go to a plastic bin and I can pull out a poem I read that I wrote in fifth grade. So I have kept everything I've learned over the years that's still relevant. And I took 6 months straight, and I stayed in my writing cave. I went through every email, every document, hard copy, attachment, every newsletter, everything that I had collected over the years, that I had learned over the years, and I created curriculum. I created curriculum, and I call it the blueprint. It teaches you how to build your book, how to build your book business, and how to sustain the business by creating multiple streams of income. And I can go on and on about that curriculum. I'm biased, of course. But that curriculum is nothing if it doesn't get you results. It's nothing. It's Google. It's Google. You know, if it doesn't get you the results. So I have to be there. I have to be there long after this consulting contract or you've taken a course or what have you, long after you've taken that. And so, again, when I say there's some consultants out there that are sharp, you cut the check. What the song say, cut the check, and they're gone. You know, you might get some sequence emails, some drip emails, but the communication, you know, it fades away. And so I call those, you know, the literary sharks. They just come ready to attack. They smell the blood. They smell new blood. They watch authors. They read your posts. So they can see when you're frustrated and discouraged. And they know when to come in. They know when to inbox you. You know, they know when to DM. All of that good stuff. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful about that. So, like I said, I teach online courses. And if you want to visit www.joylynnmross.com, that's my personal website where I teach my courses. You can find my courses. But when you visit www.joylynnmross.com, you can actually sign up for a free introductory course. And that is the free introductory course to my Ground Zero author course. And it's just what it says, Ground Zero. And a lot of people think it's for aspiring authors and new authors. It's for the vet authors, too, because I know vet authors who didn't take the steps that they needed to take for their books. And so I call it Ground Zero because sometimes we have to start at Ground Zero. When our book isn't moving, it's probably because we aren't moving in the right direction. And so you want to go back to ground zero and say, okay, what did I miss? What did I miss? Here's somebody giving me the blueprint. Here's somebody who is telling me right from the pen. And I'm not exaggerating. I tell you, you need a pen. If you write longhand, this is how much the pen is going to cost you. This is how much the pack of paper is going to cost you. This is the notebook. This is how much a computer is going to cost you. This is how much, I mean, I leave no stone unturned because I want to, you know, to let you know this is what it is. This is how long the course is going to take. This is not the course, but this is how long self-publishing is going to take. And this is how much it's going to cost. And so typically that full course separates the serious authors from the hobby writers because they look at this and go, wow, so this is all the steps you have to take. This is definitely beyond the basic. You know, my friend said she put her book out in three months. And she probably did put her book out in 3 months, but that's all she did, put her book out there. I don't do putting my book out there. I don't just let my clients put your book out there. What is that? I'll put my book out there in 3 months. What is this out there? My goal is to keep a book out there and get it into the hands of the consumer. Because you'll have to excuse me. You know me. I get so passionate about this, and I try. Like,
and I hear the passion, so I just let her roll. Just let her roll. She is really giving the jewel, so just let her roll. So you have really, really given some great information, and I'm so full, and I know the listeners will be as well. There's some amazing people out there that got some books, some ideas. So you really dropped some jewels today, and I appreciate you and all that you do. You've got this amazing conference coming up, so we want to make sure that if there's anybody out there that want to learn from you, that they are able to get to that conference in Las Vegas. So tell us one more time about the conference and where they get all the information and when it is and all that good stuff.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, the conference is September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's the Act Like an Author, Think Like a Business 2018 conference. And again, it's being held September 20th, 21st, and 22nd in the still fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. The host hotel is Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino. So, yeah, we're going to mix a little business with pleasure because this is three intense days of learning. You know, like I said, on day one of the conference, we're going to build books. On day two, we're going to build a book business. On day three, we're going to create multiple streams of income. And on day one, we even have an evening writing workshop. So we are going to be minding our business at this conference. And so anyone interested in this conference, we have packages that include full conference registration plus your hotel night. You can visit www.pathtopublishing.com/conference. Or you can just go to www.pathtopublishing.com and on the menu bar hit conference, but it's T-O. That's www.pathtopublishing.com, T-O, not the numeral 2. And, I mean, we're going to do it. We are going to do it. I think, you know, there's nothing like getting the information live, being there among, you know, other authors who are in various places on their journey. There's going to be publishers there. And when I say publishers, I'm not talking about publishers there for you to pitch to. I'm talking about publishers there coming to learn to make sure they're not missing steps for their authors. There's literary agents that are going to be there. This is not just a self-publishing conference. A lot of people think it's a self-publishing conference. This is a conference for anybody with that story, thought, idea, concept, anybody thinking about writing a book, anybody who has already written a book. If there are mistakes that you made and if there was an opportunity for you to go back and get it right, why wouldn't you want to do that? And this is your opportunity to come and say, hey, did I miss a step? And I can guarantee you, you did. I can guarantee I have not worked with an author to date who has not missed steps and who finding out all these different steps. Are there a lot of steps? Yes. Do you have to do them all? No. But that's what a coach and a consultant is for, to let you know which ones are going to work for you, which ones will meet your immediate need. Because, again, trying to do everything, things may not line up with your vision or your literary goals. We all have different measures of success. And we all, when it comes to making a living, you know, making a living to one person may be something totally different from the other. So we have to know our measure of success and what making a living means. So if you want to make a living as a writer, what does it mean? What do you want? Do you want the barn? Do you want a house? Do you want apartment living? Do you want luxury apartment living? You want a little house? You want a big house? What does making a living mean to you? You have to define these things, because if you want to be on this mission and this passion and you don't see it, you don't have the vision, then what is making a living? If you're just talking about, I want to be able to make a living as a writer, okay, you may be making a living in a shelter, okay? You got to know this is what you want. This is what it means to me, and you have to define your measure of success. What is your measure of success as an author? What for you is going to say, you know, I made it, I did it. This is what I want to achieve. Now that I want to, now that I've achieved this, now I can go on and achieve this. Dream big, dream bigger, dream bigger. But you have to determine, you have to plan, you have to know your why. Again, why you write a book, why you publish a book, and why you sell a book. Those are three different things. Three different things. You can hear authors say it all the time. I write for the love of writing. I write because writing is my passion. Writing is my escape. Writing is my ministry. Writing is my love, too. Writing is my passion, too. Writing is my ministry. And we all say it, I would write whether I got paid or not. Just because I would write whether I got paid or not doesn't mean I shouldn't get paid to write. Doesn't mean I don't want to get paid to write. But why you publish is not why you write. If you just like to write for the love of it, don't publish it. Just write. Just write. Put it on your blog. Put it on your website. Put it on social media. Do LinkedIn articles. If this is only about your love for writing, don't publish it. Because now you have to ask yourself, why am I publishing? I define why I write. This is why I write. But now I have to ask myself, why am I publishing this? If I would write for free and do it, but why am I publishing this? Okay, so I know why I publish. I publish because the message that I'm writing, that I love to write, and that is my ministry. I want to move the message, and I want the masses to receive the message. Again, I'm not that author who you're going to hear. I just want to touch one life. I just want to save one life. I just want to change one life. If I change one life, I have done my job. Not me. That's not my story, and that's not my testimony. I ain't, pardon my English, I ain't doing all this for one person. And I'm just being honest. I'm not putting in my blood, sweat, and tears for one person. And I mean blood literally. I can't tell you how many finger cuts on boxes and shipping books and paper cuts. I mean for real blood. I'm not doing this for one person. My message is bigger than one person. It's bigger than one person, and I'm not doing this for one person. Am I grateful when one person's life is touched and changed and altered? I'm grateful, and it's confirmation that I'm doing what I'm called to do, but I ain't doing it for one person. That's why I publish. I publish because I wanted to reach the mass. I want to save everybody, not one body. Jesus didn't get on no cross and bleed, hang, and die for one soul. For one soul? Come on now. So I'm not going to come out here and try to be humble and fake humble talking about one person. No. I want to save and touch and reach as many people as I can. So that's my why I publish. Okay, now I'm going to get to the why do you sell it then, okay? Because you got your why. You like to write. You know why you write. You love it. It's your ministry. Why you publish. I want to reach more people. Okay, so now why you selling it? Why is it $14.95 if you would write for free? If you said you would write for free, blog it. Why are you putting $14.95 on it? Because I want to move my message. I'm selling for a profit. Period, point blank. I'm selling for a profit. I put hours into this. Hours into this. And when I was working a 9-to-5, I put hours into somebody else's dream, vision, and goal. Into somebody else's. So I wish I might work harder for somebody else than I'm willing to work for myself and my business. And this is how I feed my family. So I'm writing for profit. The business part is about money. The minute you decide you are going to sell a book, You are making a transaction. You are going into business, baby. You are an entrepreneur. You cannot say the word business and say no money in the same breath. It's an oxymoron. So the moment you put $13.95 on the back of that book, you selling for profit because you know you need that money to move your message. You need that money to feed your family. You need that money to keep a roof over your head. And that I'm beyond that. I'm beyond that. I'm building an empire. I am building a literary empire with different arms, multiple sources of income, all of this stuff that I'm teaching, all of this stuff that I'm teaching. We even have a certification and a verification program where we actually sell our framework. We sell our funnels. Because I want to save the world, I want to reach the world, I want to touch the world, everybody who has a message, but I know I can't do it alone. So we certify PATH, the publishing instructors, people who have taken our courses, people who have taken our consulting, and say, hey, I want to do this. I want to do an Act Like an Author, Think Like a Business conference in Atlanta. I want to do one in New Jersey. I want to do one in New York. They go through the different training and the different studies, and they go through a certification and a verification program because I can't do this by myself. And so we are bringing on other people. I'm building an empire. It's not about books. This is about our intellectual property and creating generational wealth with our intellectual property. This is about laying the bricks now. Every last one of my children works for my company. Every last one of them work for my company. And what I did is I found their gifts and their talents, what they were good at, what they liked, what they loved, and I matched that with a duty with my company, okay? Baby girl like watching makeup applied on YouTube. So what we do, we go to Ulta Beauty, we go to MAC, we go to Sephora, the place in JCPenney, whatever that place. We go there, we go to Walmart to get the chair, we go to Sally to get cake. So now whenever we do conferences, whenever people and my guest speakers have photo shoots, guess who does their makeup and gets paid? That's what my daughter does. And my other daughter, she goes to UNLV for film. She does my YouTube channel. She does video. She does editing. She does graphics. My son loves music. He does all of my theme music. Every last one of my children work for me. Now, I don't pay these babies in Happy Meals either. They get a $10.99 like grown folks do. They get a 1099 that they can file on their taxes for my company. Build this company and allow your children to lay the bricks with you. One time I heard Beyonce's father speaking, Matthew Knowles speaking, about Beyonce and how with Destiny's Child, the whole purpose was always for her to be the lead of the group and for her to eventually, you know, go solo. For her to be this superstar, this singer. He said that's what he wanted. He said that is what she wanted. You know, it was no, I had this vision and I put this together. He said that's what my daughter wanted. He said, and I'll tell you this, if she had said she wanted to be a doctor, I would have bought her a hospital. When you identify a talent, something your children love and are passionate about, support it. Support it. Every last one of my children work for me. Every last one of them work for me. Now, they can decide whether they want to take over or whether they want to stay with the company. But if I'm going to call myself a boss, if I'm going to call myself a boss, they need to be able to call me boss, and I don't want to be calling nobody else a boss. And I need to teach them how to unboss. Right now, they call mommy boss, but I have to teach them how to unboss. And like I tell my clients, you know, are you ready to do this? Are you ready to go full in? Are you ready to own this and start your own literary business? Are you ready to unboss, boss up, or do you want to keep calling somebody else boss? And that's just the decision they have to make. And I allow my children that. But what I am teaching them prayerfully by working for me is that they have a choice. They don't have to. If I'm going to call myself a boss and I'm going to call myself an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a business owner, my children shouldn't have to go beg somebody else for a job. If we a hashtag right. boss, if we a hashtag boss, why do our children got to go out and beg somebody else for a job? Why ain't they working for us? So I'm at least setting it up where my children, they don't have to go work for someone else. They can. They may not love this. My daughter may grow out of makeup. I think she got into it because she likes Rihanna and she liked Rihanna's line. But I know she slays. She beats this face, okay? And I don't got to pay her as much as I would have to pay another Las Vegas makeup artist.
Right.
So my favorite girl get a check. She working. But, you know, she may want, who knows? She may want to go work for McDonald's or Target or Walmart, but she has a choice. She don't have to go beg. Mommy can be boss, and she can watch mommy and learn how to unboss. Or if she wants, she can go call somebody else boss. But I'm training her up. My UNLV student, they're teaching her skills. They're developing her skills. And like I told her, I don't want us to spend, you know, all of this time and money with you in college so that you can get out and got to go ask somebody for a job. I want you to get out and build your own company.
Absolutely.
And so that's why my daughters go everywhere with me through every step. On the 10th, on this Friday, I have to go visit the Rio Off-Weed Hotel and Casino. I have to go do my walkthroughs. I have to go do my tasting. I have to get with the AV department, all of that. And they asked me, who from your team will be coming? Nicole Ross and Joy Lee Ross, my assistant, and my intern. My babies is coming.
I heard that. I heard that. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. You have really inspired us today and dropped some knowledge, some awesome jewels today. And I thank you so much for being on the Courageous Woman podcast. And we look forward to sharing this information. So one more time, I want to give us the information where people can contact you and all that good stuff. So they'll be able to get connected with you, and they want to publish their book, or they want to learn anything from you. You've given a lot of information today. They want to go to the conference. Just give them your website and all that information, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, like I was saying, you can visit www.joylynmross.com. That's where you can find all of my courses. You can get that freebie course. But there's nothing like an in-person course. There's nothing like an in-person course. Join us in Las Vegas this September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Visit www.path2publishing.com and register. You can find me on Facebook, Joy Lynn M. Ross. You can find me under Author E. Enjoy. We have the Path to Publishing Facebook business page. We have an Act Like an Author, Think Like a Business a Facebook business page, and people always ask why I have them separate. Because Path to Publishing is all about that book. It's all about publishing that book and the steps of the writing and the publishing business and being an author. But Act Like an Author and Think Like a Business is all about money. Our focus is on making money so that, again, you can have generational wealth. But that I think Beyonce said it in one of her songs, something about, you know, she got her great-grandkids covered, not just her kids. You know, we always thinking about, I want to make sure my kids are okay. No, I want to make sure my grandkids and my great-great-grandkids, I want to keep this going. I want generational wealth and our intellectual property. We can do that. We can do that. So find me on social media. But you can email info@path2publishing.com if you have any questions about the conference or any of the courses, or you just want to ask me a question about something that I talked about on this episode, reach out to me, Joy Lynn M. Ross, on social media, again, eenjoy, or email info@path2publishing.com. I am here to make sure the struggle is over. The struggle is over. You do not have to be a struggling author, a struggling author, a struggling artist. It's over. The struggle is over. I'm here to help.
Yes, the struggle is over. I certainly look forward to being at that conference. I am going to be in the house there, so I will see you in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun. So I look forward to being there. Once again, thank you so much for stopping the Courageous Woman podcast and giving us this information. It's such a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening. Make sure that you go to CourageousWomanMag.com and subscribe. It is free. You'll get everything that we do
in your email if you subscribe today. Just go to CourageousWomanMag.com. So until next time, be bold and beautiful and go for your dreams. I'm Talisha Berry. Thank you for listening. Thank you, lady.
Oh, you are so welcome.
That was fun. And we did a whole hour. Do you know that?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You know what? I only got through half a page of my notes.
Well, that's why you're a conference speaker. You're going to be doing your thing at the conference. But, yes, definitely. We did a whole hour, but I think the first 5 minutes was us talking and then my couple mess-ups. But you did wonderful, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And I look forward to continuing to promote your event, and I will be there.
Okay, and I can't wait to see you. Thank you for everything. Again, like I said before, I appreciate you so much, sis. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you soon. I will definitely send you a link and all that when I post this and your e-blast. So if you're on our mailing list, then you'll see the e-blast.
Yes, I'm on the mailing list.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.